James, my shaving water this morning was 84 degrees Fahrenheit. I distinctly instructed it should be 86 degrees precisely. I could perhaps overlook this, but not the fact that it was 20 seconds late. You are dismissed. Unpunctuality I will never tolerate.
Around the World in 80 Days, from the famous novel by Jules Verne. In the year 1872, Number 7 Savile Row was inhabited by Phileas Fogg, Esquire, an English gentleman and an enigma. He belonged to no association, society, institution, bank, court, exchange, or branch of commerce. He was simply a member of the Reform Club, and one of the most singular members, but that was all. Was he rich? Undoubtedly. Had he travelled? It seemed likely. But no one of his acquaintances could pretend to have seen him elsewhere than upon the direct route which he traversed every day, from his house to his club and back. If he was noticeably eccentric, it was in one thing only, an extraordinary passion for punctuality.
Good morning, Constable.
Good morning, sir.
Harry.
Yes?
What time do you make it?
Let's see. 11:35 on the dot.
You're wrong, you know.
Oh?
It's 11:34 and a half on the dot. Mr. Fogg, he's never late. Not in 10 years. Leaves his house dead on 11:30, passes this here corner, wind, rain or snow, 11:34 and a half. Dead on.
Chestnuts! Chestnuts! Lovely old chestnuts! Chestnuts, sir!
Morning, Mr. Fogg, sir.
Good morning, Jackson. You are well, I trust?
Fit as a fiddle, sir.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you kindly. God bless you, sir.
Who's your swell friend, Joe?
What, him? Why, it's Mr. Phileas Fogg, Esquire, that is. Passes every morning, 11:38 and a quarter.
What's he do?
What's he do? Nothing, of course. He's a gentleman. A real gentleman, if ever I seen one.
Yes, walking along like he owned Piccadilly. Grinding down the faces of the poor, that's all he does, I suppose.
Charlie, you're new to this district, so you wouldn't know. In fact, there's a lot of people wouldn't know, but Mr. Phileas Fogg, Esquire, is the sort of real English gent what don't advertise his true nature. But I know him. I know him. Last winter he give me 20 guineas, just like that. Said he'd won it at whist.
20 guineas?
Aye, 20 guineas to buy physic for me croup. That's how he grinds down the faces of the poor. Yeah, you and your Karl Marx. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
Good morning, Mr. Fogg, sir. Fine morning, sir.
Tolerable, Evans. Tolerable.
Well, here you are, sir.
Thank you, Evans.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I see, Blandings, your clock is still a half minute in advance.
Yes, sir. It's being attended to immediately. A clear morning out, sir?
The traffic in Piccadilly is becoming most difficult. I always take exactly 575 steps with my right foot and 576 with my left to reach this doorway. Today, because of the crush of carriages, I was forced to take one extra step with each foot. Not a good start to the day. Each little irregularity leads to another.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Stewart is here?
Breakfasting, sir.
Very well.
Ah, good morning to you, Fogg.
Good morning, Stewart.
We'll see you as usual for whist this evening.
Of course. Have I ever failed?
That you've not, sir, but I'm a wee bit anxious to win back my money, you can.
I shall be at your disposal, sir, at 6:10 precisely.
Do you know, Fogg, I look forward to the day when somehow or other you won't be on time. I cannot think of any catastrophe likely to cause this, but I live in hope.
I wish you a long and hopeful life, sir.
Well, I envy you your mathematical mind, sir. Makes you an uncommon good whist player, more's the pity.
Perhaps it has the disadvantage, however, of making me an uncommon difficult employer. I have this morning been forced to discharge my present servant for unpunctuality. I consequently need your advice.
At your service, sir.
You mentioned last night young Lord Longsferry.
Aye, I did. A drunken young ne'er-do-well.
I remember you mentioned also his servant.
I did. Passepartout. Ah, oh, now there's a jolly fellow for you. Willing, able, good-natured.
I was particularly struck by your remark that this fellow could not tolerate his lordship's lack of regularity, being a most exact person himself. As I believe he was discharged for venturing a mild rebuke to Lord Longsferry, perhaps I could find him useful.
My dear fellow, what an excellent idea. Passepartout is exactly the chap for you. A good, steady fellow, and like you, a regular stay-at-home. You couldn't do better.
Excellent. I needed your endorsement.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Blandings.
It's Mr. Ralph, sir. He has just sent word he's been forced to visit Scotland Yard about the robbery, sir. He fears he may be a little late for luncheon.
Thank you, Blandings.
Tell me, Fogg, what do you make of this robbery business?
I know nothing of it.
Surely you've heard. Late yesterday, they discovered somebody walked off with £55,000.
£55,000? Very large sum.
Aye, from the Bank of England, right under everyone's noses. That's why Ralph is at Scotland Yard.
Indeed?
You mean you really hadn't heard?
No. I'm afraid I had not.
Oh, the most audacious robbery for years. The man who planned it was a genius. He had it worked out to the second. It was really a miracle.
Miracles, my dear sir, can often be achieved by mathematics. A calm disposition, mathematics, and punctuality often achieve miracles, believe me. Ah, here is my fish. 12 noon precisely. Good.
I think now, gentlemen, you have the complete picture of this crime, and you all know your instructions. I need hardly tell you that you are not being sent on free holidays. Whoever planned this robbery has a sharp and cunning mind. To catch him, you will have to be as sharp and cunning as he is. That means a keen and constant watch. As soon as you set eyes on the fellow, telegraph back for a warrant of arrest. And until it arrives, never let him out of your sight. That is perfectly clear? Well, now, it only remains for me to introduce you to the Honourable Gautier Ralph, Director of the Bank of England, who'd like to add a few words. Mr. Ralph?
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. I'm not going to pretend to teach you gentlemen your job as detectives. I shall simply underline a few points that I think important. The first is that the man we are after is not a professional criminal. He's evidently a gentleman. Well-dressed, quiet-spoken, precise manner. You all have his description. You know what to look for. And I particularly adjure you not to be misled by a seemingly honest manner. Now, we have an idea this fellow, posing as a gentleman of private means, will leave the country as soon as possible to escape the hue and cry. That is why you are being sent to the principal ports. Liverpool, Havre, Suez, Brindisi, New York, and so on. He may use any one of them. I need not mention again that the bank will go to great lengths to apprehend this criminal. Not only for the recovery of the money involved, but also to preserve its great reputation. Therefore, we are offering for the capture 5% of the money recovered, plus £2,000 as a reward.
Might I ask another question, sir?
Of course, Mr...
Fix, sir.
Yes, of course, Mr. Fix.
Supposing he comes back as a corpse, I take it the reward still applies?
Yes, of course. But I trust, Mr. Fix, you will not be forced to such extreme methods.
With criminals, sir, you never can tell. You never can tell.
No, I suppose not. Well, I think that is all, gentlemen. I must thank you for your patience, and for both our sakes, I wish you all the luck in the world.
Oh, Mr. Ralph. You're going up Whitehall. Perhaps I may accompany you.
A pleasure, Mr. Commissioner. But I fear I must take a hackney cab. I have a luncheon appointment at my club.
Well, we shall walk to the rank. Hmm? What do you think about that, sir?
They seem a bright enough lot, Mr. Commissioner. But tell me, what of this Mr. Fix? He seemed a bottomless pit of questions, very dubious quality.
Fix? Oh, he's quite competent. A little over-anxious, perhaps, but extremely tenacious and persevering. Very zealous.
Where are we sending him?
In sewers, I believe.
Sewers. Well, he can't do much harm there. If I know anything of our sort of criminal, he won't be going on a trip to the Middle East. New York will be his goal. You mark my word, sir. New York, or perhaps Paris. And believe me, he'll have everything worked out to the finest detail, and no chances taken. Consider the way he planned this theft. There are approximately 3 seconds when the cashier must turn away.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend was at the desk at exactly the time that happened. He was out of the door a few seconds later. This was planned, sir, by a man with a neat mathematical mind and... here's a cab. Cabby!
Coming, sir!
Yes. There we have a very complete picture of our criminal, Mr. Commissioner. Handsome, sportish, small moustache, calm, phlegmatic perhaps, with a mathematical mind and a passion for punctuality. Oh, good heavens.
What is it, sir?
It just occurred to me. Oh, Lord, what an idea. I've just given you a perfect description of the gentleman with whom I'm lunching. In fact, it's him entirely.
Yes, sir?
Oh, yes, cabbie. Reform Club, please. Good day, Mr. Commissioner.
Good day, Mr. Ralph.
Fog. Poor old Phileas Fogg. It fits him like a glove.